The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 25th day of March 2013. And my smart alecky producer here says, well, why don't you just call it Rag Day? You said you were in a good mood and all you've been doing is ragging on people. Well, then keep me depressed. Keep me underfunded, keep me mad, and then I'll be more sane. Okay. Gene, 25 years in the fire department working in those wonderful neighborhoods. I don't know how old of a man you are, but I'm sure you remember the day when we had poorer neighborhoods, but we didn't have the welfare state and people still made do. Now, how did they do it?
I don't know, John. All I know is that's what I know what I saw and I know what I dealt with.
Man.
I'll tell you another thing also. When I look at the children don't do well in school, well, when you go down the blocks at 11 o'clock at night on a school night and the kids are on a street corner with their mothers on a stoop, well, it's no wonder kids do well in school. You know, they're not getting their sleep.
Well, you know, and I don't know what it's like in New York. You would know that better than I, but I know what it's like in Detroit. And I'm serious. 50% of the people can't read or write in that city. And for that, I don't give a damn how poor you are. There's no excuse for that.
I agree.
Man. Well, Gene, I think you're a first-time caller on the show, aren't you?
No, I've called a couple of times.
How did you hear about us, by the way?
A friend of mine in Virginia.
Uh-huh. The good news had to come by way of Virginia to get up to you in New York. But we're glad you're a listener.
All right, keep up the good work.
I will, sir. Thank you for your call.
You know, John, when I was a kid, we were poor. My family was very poor. And,
man.
You know, we borrowed from each other in the neighborhood. That the kids went to school with holes in their pants, floppy, you know, the soul flopping. You know, you made music as you walked.
Yeah.
But we weren't, we didn't know any better.
You know, we're children of the television age. And we grew up in the 60s. We grew up in the 50s and the 60s. We still had, you know, Madison Avenue trying to sell everything to the children so they're nagging their parents. But you're right. We were broke and we knew it. But that didn't impede us from what? Learning, being inventive, still having fun, still having friends, being able to do cheap stuff to amuse ourselves.
It's that cheap stuff that increased our imagination. And that's why we're a product of that. And that's why we're a highly motivated generation.
Yeah. Dad, I want a six-shooter and, you know, a nice holster because I want to play cowboys and Indians. You know what I got? I got two clothespins put together and said, here, go use your imagination. And you know what? I did. We were so damn poor. To this day, Ron, if my wife turns on a ceiling light so she can see what she's doing in her room, I'll go in and shut it off. Because we were so damn poor, we didn't even have lamps, let alone end tables to put lamps on. So all as I remember is this bulb in the ceiling, man. And I hate it to this day.
We made our own roller coasters and stuff like that out of scraps.
I made my own skateboard out of an orange crate and an old roller skate. And I thought I was king of the hill, man. All right, we'll break. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, are we back? We're back. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join in today. And Bill O'Reilly puts it as, if you would like to opine, go ahead and do it. Ron,
I should say one thing. When yes. We were growing up, John, food wasn't expensive, though.
Well, so yeah.
Well, today it's outrageous.
Yeah, we all know it's going to hell in a handbasket. And yes, it's getting more expensive to do anything. You know, this is what fascinates, but still to this day I hear people, I can't buy gold, it's too expensive. Then why didn't you buy it when it was $300-$400 an ounce? So what's your excuse about not buying silver that'll probably go to $150-$200 an ounce? You know, what's your excuse on that one? You know, people have, you know, for every good idea that you give them, they have an excuse why they can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, by the way... I'm always learning from the people around me. My producer, Dan, here, he says, you know what? He says, I've got the same thing. He said, when I was growing up, we had big rooms, and we were lucky if we had one lamp in the room. Mm-hmm. So what did Mom use? The ceiling light. And he says, to this day, I hate those lights. You know, I just can't stand them being on. Because I don't know. I guess it reminded me of how broke we were as children, as a family. But, you know, you were single, Dan. You were single mom. Same scenario here. You know, my mother made, I think, $50 a week. Our rent, thank God, at the house was only $50 a month. But she only made $50 a week. And she managed to pay the rent and to feed and clothe us. And every Christmas time, I'm telling you what, man, there are always gifts under the tree. Thank you very much, Spiegel Catalog. Because ironically, the last payment that was made on the bill that she would run up to buy us kids Christmas gifts expired about the week before Christmas. And then she'd go back into debt for another year to, you know, I mean,
yeah.
we were so broke. And it was fascinating. I remember getting ribbed by the kids at school. Oh, well, coming back from Christmas and New Year's vacation, you know, that time of year, I'd show up in new clothes. And they'd rib me about it because they knew where those clothes came from. You know, I mean, it's just, ah.
Well, yeah, I went through school. I went through years of bologna and mayonnaise sandwiches. That was it.
My dad put ketchup on them.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And to this day, I cannot eat. Mayonnaise and bologna, like everybody else eats it. I got to have ketchup on it. Yeah. Dan in Colorado, what kind of poor boy sandwich did you eat? Dan in Colorado.
I listen to you religiously and other RBN programs, and I realize the serious situation we're in, but we've got to have a little laughter to keep from crying.
Levity. It sure as hell helps me, because I'll tell you what, I'm so broke I can't even afford to pay attention. I really can't.
Well, when I was a kid, we were so damn poor, but my dad always made sure we got something to wear and something to play with for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd always buy us a pair of Levi's and then cut the pockets out.
Why would he cut the pockets out?
So we'd have
don't
something
go
to
there,
play
John.
With.
Oh, don't go there, John.
Yep. You warned me.
Well, we've got to laugh once in a while.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dan. Oh, gosh. Man, I'm telling you. See how bad rondes are? I walked right into that one. Right into it. Well, the creative creatures on Capitol Hill are coming up. Oh, Jane in Pennsylvania? I don't think she's ever called into this program. Jane in Pennsylvania. Hello, Jane.
Hey, good evening, Ron and John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
So the reason I'm calling is I just wanted to say that the folks that are celebrating the demise of the assault weapon piece of the legislation in the Senate are celebrating much too prematurely, because I think this thing isn't over, and they are the progressives are mounting a full frontal assault to try to take guns, and I think that they've charged their action plan, and they're just waiting for something to be able to pull out all those bills that they have introduced in the House and in the Senate.
Yeah, but Jane, but hold on a second. If Harry Reid had to eat a major portion of humble pie, come out and throw Feinstein under the bus with her bill, because, you know, they realized that they could only get 40% of the Senate to vote in the affirmative for this. And these little weasels are going, well, wait a minute, what about my political career? I've got to run and win my spot again next year. I'm not going to do it. And when you got surveys that people, okay, if weapons are banned, if the government, and this is the way the survey went, Jane, if the government bans weapons and bans your assault and shotguns and all that other stuff, 4 out of 5 of the people polled said, we don't care what laws they pass, we're not giving them up.
Wait, that's fine, but when Harry Reid took that out of the legislation that came from committee, he did tell Feinstein that she could introduce it as an amendment in the full Senate, and it probably won't pass in a vote.
No.
But the thing is that they have all of this stuff staged. They have similar legislation staged in the House, and what do you think is going to happen with if another mass shooting happens over the next few months? They're going to have all of these bills queued up and ready to go, and they're going to capitalize on the emotion,
okay,
just like they did after Newtown.
Okay, I understand that. But did you witness what happened after Newtown? Even the people that had lost children in that came out and said, banning the weapons is not what you're supposed to do. People came out.
That's true.
Okay, and all of a sudden now this was a polarizing issue. You like to use the term progressive. I like to just use the term flat-out communist. Call them what you will. And the Republicans are no better than the damn Democrats, so let's not have any illusions about that one. But the deal is that this became a polarizing issue because in the back of people's minds, they're watching everything fall apart. They're watching criminals, you know, running around doing whatever. Well, hell, we've got criminals sitting in our own government that our own government won't do anything about. So they're feeling this need to really hang on and to acquire more weapons and ammunition. I wish that weren't the case because they should be buying other things like food or, you know, something other than buying guns.
Well, I agree with that. Obviously, I'm not happy about what Homeland Security is doing either. But the thing is that there is a full assault going on. I know that's a bad pun, but they've got the nonsense with Piers Morgan. I just saw on Drudge today that Bloomberg is launching a $12 million campaign to brainwash people on the evils of guns. And, you know, I saw the commercial, by the way, the 30-second spot. And if that guy's a hunter, you know, I'm Farrah Fawcett. So yeah, yeah. It's a bunch of baloney. But
well,
and then they have
yeah, well, it, and
they have Jim Carrey out there making these spoof videos mocking Hee-Haw and Charlton Heston. I mean, it's really tasteless.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? In a society and in a culture and in a country that's degrading, I would expect stuff like that to happen. But again, I'm saying that people are starting to wake up. They're at least smart enough to buy weapons to protect their own keisters. But the one thing that fell off, but you didn't hear this before. You only heard it out of a few people that gave testimony in Congress when they passed that assault weapons bill back in 94, which expired, what, a decade later in 2004. Now, back then, you only had a few people saying, you know, the reason why we got that Second Amendment is because people like you. You know, and I'm referring to Susanna Hupp. When she gave testimony, lost her parents down here in a Luby's restaurant. Some guy drove a truck into the restaurant, got out and started blowing people away. She witnessed her own parents getting killed in front of her, and she had the moxie to sit up in front of Congress. Chucky Schumer, thank God, was there. She said, you know, the Second Amendment is about people like you protecting ourselves against people like you. This time around, that came to the surface real fast. So did facts like, well, you made areas gun-free zones, so what the hell do you expect? They pointed out Chicago, worst murder rate in the country. It tops Los Angeles with all their gangs and all that brouhaha going on out there. Chicago's right on the top of the list. Well, guess what they've got there? Some of the toughest gun laws next to New York in the entire country. You know, it's this thing has worn thin with, well, we got to protect the children by taking the guns out of the hands of law-abiding system, law-abiding people in the system that have never committed a crime, that are responsible gun owners, and they're going to keep their weapons, thank you very much. Jane, I am not a blue sky kind of person. I remain not an optimist or a pessimist. I'm kind of a realist, middle road of the kind of guy there. But the point is that states like Colorado, okay, they pass gun, well, they passed their own gun. That's not going to survive the state Supreme Court. That is not any of these bills. But what bothers me is how they're doing this. Okay, the Fed's been temporarily put back in the box. But now we have cities like, you know, New York, draconian gun bans, passing laws in Colorado. Effectively the same federal gun control stuff. But people are rebelling against this. And I think I think that's a good thing. Because people are feeling threatened right now, and the last thing that you want to do is take the very means away from a person that feels threatened, their means of which to protect themselves. So I think it may be a dead issue, but as I was going to get on to my next story, Jane, if I may, do you have anything else?
Oh, I just hope to high heaven you're right, but I don't share your confidence in the way things are going.
Well, okay. Make sure that you're with me after the commercial break here, because
okay. This
is how desperate they're getting. Okay, we'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. They're starting to get desperate, and you thought Congress had the right to lay and collect taxes like for Obamacare? Well, where do you get a load of the gun issue?
Took it all. Wait.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out.
All right, we're back. Jane, take a listen to this one. Now, you're right. You know, are they going to just lay down? No, they're not. They're, what are Obama advisors telling him to do about the way to really confiscate guns? Tax them. They're advising him to tax guns, ammunition, magazines, licenses, and then attach draconian remedies for failure to register and pay those taxes. Set the taxes low at the first year, then increase them gradually to the point where a person owning an AR-15, three magazines and a box of ammo, you would owe $5,000 a year in taxes. Now, if the gun owner doesn't pay, the small print at the end of the tax law would subject him to jail and confiscation of all of his itty-bitty. In other words, everything that he owns gets confiscated. Why this approach? Because people ignore gradual change and taxes can be imposed on a gradual scale. It's only when two things happen simultaneously that revolution occurs. First, the ideals of an underlying the society, they've got to be undermined, and that's already happened. And second, there's got to be a spark that ignites that revolution, and since traditions and ideals of the country have already been compromised, it would be unwise to create any sparks. Now, taxes ignite no sparks. Getting a tax bill is a non-event. The hapless taxpayer grinds his teeth and gets out a checkbook. He's in a bad mood for a month, and then there's nothing to rally around. No one has been killed or invaded, at least at the point where the tax has been imposed. But under this taxing approach, you increase taxes to the point nobody can pay them, then send a tax bill to the gun owners you know about. In Pennsylvania, that's pretty much everyone who owns a gun, by the way, and wait for someone not to pay. When a preferred target doesn't pay, you send the stormtroopers to his house, find his guns, and arrest him. You take the offender's guns, his house, and put him in jail for 20 years. Then you publicize the arrest and declare a period of amnesty for other weekend rebels and watch the guns flow in. Now, at that point, the country would have been effectively disarmed. After the taxes are imposed and offending gun owners are picked off one at a time, wives will implore their husbands not to risk the family home, all their savings, and the husband's own freedom. And they will point to the examples of imprisoned and bankrupted gun owners that have already been held up for public scrutiny. Norman Thomas described America's descent into socialism very much in this way. The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without ever knowing how it happened. That's the smart way to do it, Barack. Get us a little farther down the road to socialism, then quietly tax the guns, and then finally take them all. What do you think of that plan?
Well, I guess I have a date with a stormtrooper because I'm not registering my guns and I'm not surrendering them. In any case, if you use the term socialist, so back at you, it's communism. And if they want to try it, good for them. I mean, the country is really, as you've suggested, is really all the way or very far down the road toward communism.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. So
there's not
much else you can do.
But Jane, the people are picking sides. And I've suggested this before. You know, there were only, what, 7 states originally that wanted to get away from the Union back in the Civil War days? And that grew, I think, to 12 or 13. But they made a statement. And I've suggested this, that we take all the southern states again. All you freedom, liberty-minded people, you're going to have to forget the snow and come on down south. We'll draw up a new Mason-Dixon line, and I want people to make their declarations. Okay, if you're north of the Mason-Dixon, then you're a communist, socialist, you believe in big government, and you love Obama. You move down south here, you're for freedom, for liberty, for the republic, for the government getting out of your stuff, and at least there would be a definitive line. There would be, okay, these people are not going to do it. And I'm not worried about the people that are willing to do anything to anybody at any time for any supposed good reason they might have. I want them just to make their declaration of who and what they are. And the rest of us, we're for the republic, we're for the rule of law, we're for the Constitution, and the rest of you can go fly a kite. At that point in time, then there has to be a cleansing process that takes place. However that's done. However it's done. I really don't care. But
isn't that similar to what Jim Rawls is doing up in the Pacific Northwest with Redoubt?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Jim in a long time.
Okay. He has this thing he writes about a lot on his survival blog about American Redoubt, and it includes Idaho, Montana, parts of Eastern Washington State, and then you have the Free State Project folks. There's one up in New Hampshire, and I think also they started a program in Wyoming. The Free State Project is an attempt to coalesce libertarian-minded individuals into a concentrated area to try to affect political outcomes.
And you know what? That's not a bad thing in the meantime. But to me, that's a Band-Aid on a cancerous lesion on your body.
I agree.
You know,
I think we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, but we're in a lot of trouble. But Jane, I'm not as pessimistic about this as you. You know,
That's clear.
Okay, but if it comes down to it, you know, I've got no qualms because I know I'm in the right. We have the law on our side. Whatever they've been doing to this country and the law, I don't even recognize. But I don't lose any sleep thinking about this kind of stuff. I really don't. You know, and what Ron Paul tried to do is whip out the old Constitution that pretty much erased the lines between political parties, or the fact that we've got to go and run and hide in some enclave someplace and arm ourselves and dare somebody to come and get us. I want my country back. So let's start whipping out the Constitution and beating these politicians to death with it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
So, Jane, I look, I don't know if people expect me to be more optimistic, but there's one thing that I never cave into, and that's fear. And I'm also smart enough to know that if you ever allow hope to jump out of your lexicon, well, you might as well curl up your toes and just dry up and blow away. So I don't know if it's within my nature or it's what I'm supposed to do as a talk show host. It's in my nature, so if I'm supposed to do that as a talk show host, always put together a positive kind of, you know, the heck with this stuff kind of attitude, well, then I fit right in. I've been like that all my life. I think that's part of being an American. But I'm not... We have to go through this process, and I don't know what people are thinking, that maybe one morning everybody's going to wake up and go, you know what, this is crazy. I think I'm going to get out, read my Constitution, and demand of our elected representatives they follow the Constitution, or we're going to find ways to extricate them from office. You know, I wish it were that simple, but this stuff has been coming on for a long, long, long time. And now people are having to think about engaging. Well, what do I do? This is a process that we have to go through. And I will just say this to you, Jane. If we really love our country and we want it back for ourselves and our successive generations yet to be born and come into this great country, well, I'm sorry. I guess then I'm being optimistic. But I know that there's a process that we have to go through. And we're going through it.
That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jane, I appreciate your call, and chin up, dear. Well, by the way, whereabouts in PA do you live?
I live out in the central southern part of the state.
Okay. All right. Ever heard of a little town called Greensburg?
Oh, that's out by Pittsburgh, yes.
Yeah.
To the western side.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My grandfather was from there.
Yeah, so I'm a stump jumper from way back. So I feel you, dear.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, folks, Ron, you know, we have to go through this process.
Yeah.
You know, and justify, I've heard people say it, and it's justifiably so. You know, gosh, woe is us. You know, what are we to do? Okay, I get all that. I understand it. But we are still upright. We're still vertical. We're still able to speak about these issues. This sound is going over the airwaves here in the country. No, we're not locked up in prisons yet. I see the big bad wolf trying to huff and puff and blow down my little piggy house. Yeah, I get it. But it's a process we have to go through. What I prefer? People 20 years ago said, well, hell, I see what's coming, and we're going to stop this by Jiminy right now. Yeah, that would have been great. But you've seen the kind of system that we have built. It takes a little while for people to come around. But the reason I'm still here is because I do believe in my heart of hearts, and this is not BS, folks. I do believe in my heart of hearts that this country is going to turn around, and we will get our land back. We will get our country back. We will get our government back. We'll once again trade in an honest currency, not run by the international bankster gangsters that have run everybody into the ground. I believe this. It's not that I'm wishing or I'm hoping. I believe this. So, I don't know. Call me crazy.
I'm in your camp. You know, in elementary school, I think every kid, I think the name of the book is The Little Choo-Choo That Could.
Gotta make it. That's right.
I mean, that's the attitude. That's the attitude of a true American, is that you can do it. You put your mind to it, and you can do it.
And you know,
but this woman that wrote you an email or whatever and said, okay, we want some remedies.
Mm-hmm. No, she came on the air.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. She was quite adamant about all you talk shows. I don't know who she was talking about, but
well,
I guess that applied
didn't learn
to me.
Her lesson.
Well,
she didn't learn her lesson that she could do it herself.
Well, and you know, funny you should say that about the what the heck was the name of that children's book?
I haven't a clue.
What? The Little Engine That Could. Thank you.
Yeah.
Of all the children's stories from my kindergarten time. That's the one story that I remember, and that's the one story that always impressed me. You know, the little engine that could. I mean, gotta make it.
Yeah.
I mean, that with me.
I told you once, I'm sure I said on the air, the 10 most important two-letter words in the English dictionary, do you know what they are?
The 10?
10 most important two-letter words.
I only know of probably the first one on the list. No.
Yeah. Actually, it's if it is to be, it is up to me. See, we can do it ourselves.
Can you say that one more time?
If it is to be, it is up to me.
Well, hell. We've got half the problem solved right there.
Now that's my attitude towards life.
Well, and
always has been.
I'm all for voting for the public fool system, that be taught right along with the ABCs. Danny in South Carolina. Hello, Danny.
Hello, sir. I just want to make a quick comment. I have actually two comments. I was born in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and when I was about four, my dad was transferred to Alabama, Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, I have had no doubt in my mind that the South will rise again.
Hallelujah, brother. I'm there with you. Why do you think I'm in Texas?
Number two, there's been a lot of talking going on. And I noticed you mentioned it earlier about this 7-Round magazine.
Yeah.
The world's most popular handgun, excuse me, is the 1911 A1 45 automatic pistol. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it comes... It's a mil-spec item. It's made in all over the world. And they're all, you know, the parts are interchangeable and all that, and they all come with seven-round magazines.
Okay.
I don't know where this conversation came from, that there are no seven-round magazines, because it is, in fact, the most popular pistol. I'm looking at the Wikipedia article right now, and it tells you feed system, seven-round standard detachable box magazine. So.
Well, that's a design that's over 100 years old, and many of the people that I know don't own 45s. There might have been a lot of these things stamped out and a lot of them in circulation out there, but
I'm here to tell you, if you go to a any gun shop, you'll see dozens of brand new 1911 A1 pistols. Now, they've turned them into race guns. I mean, there's all kinds of fancy, expensive models out
I know.
There.
And a lot of them shoot more accurately than, say, a 911 Colt that's 30 years old. The most accurate round is the first one that comes out of the chamber. But God help you if you're hit with one of those. I mean, that's like throwing a lead volleyball at somebody. You know, that hits you anywhere. It's going to knock you down.
And that's why a lot of people use them, because you can actually, you have a better chance of disabling someone with a leg shot with one of these than you would with a, you know, different bullet. But that's just the logic of these things. I just wanted to say there are quite a number of millions of seven-round magazines out there.
Well, and you know what? I mean, they're trying to ban shotguns.
Yes,
and I kind of chuckled at that one, because I got a Remington 1100, or I'm sorry, a Defender, and every other round in that thing, it's got flechettes in the round itself. Now, what do those flechettes do? Well, they go right through body armor. You know, I mean, they'll go through my front steel door, for God's sakes. You know, I mean, no, I hear what you're saying.
I'm just commenting as to the lack of information on this subject. I don't really care one way or the other. I mean, they're not going to get mine. I don't care how many bullets they hold.
Yeah, I've got clips for my 45 that I can literally wrap both of my hands around the grip and the magazine itself.
They do have a higher capacity model, the A2, but
yeah, and I've got a double rig, so I've got two 45s, and you know, so I get what you're saying, Danny. I get you.
Anyway, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. I'm becoming a habitual listener here.
Well, I'm becoming an habitual talk show host. I just can't get away from this thing. I feel I have to do it every day.
Carry on.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I wouldn't know. Right, what would you be doing with your Mondays if you weren't doing this with me?
What I do after the show and before the show, legal research.
Man, gosh, I'm going to have to get Owly on him again here.
No, okay. This has been a wonderful situation that has happened to me, being on your show. You know, being able to touch the public, being part of the remedy, and it is a remedy. Your show is a remedy, and that's too bad the woman didn't recognize that.
Well, and first, it's education, and you know, and I've thought long and hard about this. This woman has been on my mind for days, and I thought of every possible scenario and angle to this, and you know, I just have to recoil at that all you talk show hosts, where's the remedy? You know, as if I've got to do that as well. And first and foremost, this is what I realized back in the 90s when my old co-host wanted to start up the militias, when the rest of the country didn't know what the hell was happening. You know, they didn't call us terrorists then. They just called us anti-government. You know, now it's just full-blown on they're terrorists, and we got the NDAA, and quite possibly going to just make these people disappear. Well, I'm not going anywhere. And no, I am not intimidated, and no, I am not afraid. Now, either I have lost my mind, or I'm firmly convinced of two things. That we are in the right, and I would much rather go down fighting than to live another day in this country. What do you people mark up as being a life? You know, I'm not talking about eking out existence. I'm talking about doing what your heart tells you to do, charting your own course. you know, kind of like old school days, that you could become a millionaire or you could be, you know, you could be a factory worker and still provide and have solace and pride in the fact that you're providing for yourself and your family, that you have an opportunity to garner what you have learned and try to impress those life's lessons on your children. This is a cycle that's going to keep repeating over and over and over and over again. I sometimes think, Ron, that, you know, the old thing keeps running through my head. It's better to have loved and lost than have never loved at all. You know, we laugh, we cry, we have problems in our life. Not all is always rosy. Yeah, I understand. It's getting real bad. But the very things that they're foisting upon us is meant to intimidate you. It's meant to shut you up. And it's having the exact opposite effect on me. It keeps me energized. The harder they push, the better I like it. Because I see more and more people finally starting to wake up. And that was the whole intent and the point of this network, is to educate people. Because without education, you may think you're for something or maybe you're against something, but you really can't really make... It's always this undefinable uneasiness, and it's never a solid platform on which to firmly plant your feet and go, you know what? Damn it. I'm an American, and I've got my opinion about this, and I know what the law is, and I know how things are supposed to work, and it ain't. So whatever change I need to do to return us to that, I'm fully justified. I don't have to ask somebody's permission. I don't have to have somebody's blessing. You know, it'd be a grassroots organization. Take a look in the mirror, folks. One person. You can be a grassroots movement all by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need... You know, is that it? That you think that there's numbers and, you know, safety in numbers? Would you have felt better if only 1,000 people died on the Titanic? Did 2,300 have to die? Well, some of the people made it off the boat. I've said this many times. If I was on that damn boat, I would not have frozen to death in the North Atlantic. I would not have. Even if I had to take the captain and his entire crew and band them together to make a raft for myself, I would have done it. But the point is that I see a lot of people that have lost faith in their own belief and their own strength. And that I cannot or will not tolerate. Because at that point in time, you are no good to yourself, and you're no good to your fellow Americans that are starting to really understand the problems that we're having in this country. And they're being identified. And people are putting in that in their little ammo bag. And that's part of the repertoire when they talk to other people. I am thrilled to death when I get calls like people like Jane in Pennsylvania. I don't ever remember that woman calling into my show before, because I would have remembered it. But folks, we're here for each other. We're here for a reason. Take advantage of that reason. Get our business cards. You know, God.
Well, you know, John, the greatest aspect of a problem is in its identifying the problem. And yep, that's what RBN does. It not only identifies, it gets the problem known out there. And that has to be done first. It's like your neighbor, the house is on fire. You bang on the door and say, hey, your house is on fire. You have identified the problem, and the neighbor should react at that moment. Am I correct?
If they tell you to shut up and go away, I'll stand on the street corner and watch your house burn down, along with you in it.
Right.
But at least I made the try.
Yeah, and you've done it very well. You have identified the problem.
Thank you. I feel so relieved. See, that saved me a session on the couch. People have asked me, I don't know how you've done this for all these years. Done what? Put together a network with a lot of different talk show hosts to bring information from every quarter on different stuff. This is good stuff. This, you know, if... I just tell people, I kind of shake my head when they ask me that question. I go, how or why? Or because I can. Because I will. Because I am doing this. What are you doing out there? You know, we should have hundreds and thousands of people calling us at the network here, getting our business cards. There's some talk show host on this network that you like. So pass out a card and just tell these people, God, I've learned some stuff I never even... Come to them with a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of lilt and hope in your voice, and hand them a card and go, you know what? Things aren't as bad as you think. There's a lot of people waking up out there. Take a listen to these guys. Folks, word of mouth. We should have 30, 40, 50,000 people on the internet right now listening to this program. We don't have that number. Why? Because I can't go in the circles that you do. I don't know the people that you do. I can't hand out cards any more than I could run for president right now.
Yeah, what's the solution with you talk show host?
It's to talk and to educate and to keep this structure together that's going to do this tomorrow and next week when people have a real great need for it. The only thing that's hopeless are hopeless people.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Breathe deep, the gathering gloom, watch lights fade from every room. Bedsetted people look back and lament, another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one, lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son, senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night, removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion. That has stuck in my head all these years, Moody Blues. I, if you want to, you guys want to roll around in your gloom, you go right ahead and do it. I myself have taken this party on down the road, man. John in Toledo. Hello, John.
Interesting that you use knights and white satin just before I get online. Very interesting. I apologize for my voice.
Yeah, what's up?
I cut you off, but in comment to the lady that called me, I'll just keep it very brief. She wants a remedy. I have it.
Which?
I think most of the people listening now are, is for all of us, each and every one of us, the sound of my voice and beyond, to get out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And just start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And not yelling, not scolding, asking questions. But the thing is, a deacon from a church asked me many years ago, when I was a kid, said that asked me if I thought wisdom was knowing the answers to all the questions. I said, well, of course. 21 years old, that sounds like a logical answer. He says, well, actually, it's knowing what questions to ask. And I think the more that we educate ourselves and maybe learn how to speak, practice how we read in the books that we read, however way it gets us to ask these questions, and just simply approach people with a question. And maybe that's the way it is, but we all got to get out of our comfort zone, and it's easier said than done.
Well, it is, John, but, you know, extraordinary times demand extraordinary measures. And it's these extraordinary times that'll take the normal, average person and make them something that they thought that they could never be. And that's just being somebody that gives a damn. You know?
Sure.
To me, it is that simple.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, John. Since 9/11 really is when I've been seeing it. I started waking up around 97, 98. And it just seems like they're throwing so much at us just to keep us distracted. And I don't mean just the sports. I mean, there's just so many things and people that I talk to that want to get out in front of something. And
John, I don't even understand that one, because I do all of what I do. And every Sunday, depending on when the game is played, I will watch my Detroit Lions. Now, am I some kind of extraordinary human being? No, I like my entertainment, but I give it its relevancy. Sure. You know, if I weren't able to watch my Detroit Lions anymore, would it be the end of me? Of course it wouldn't. But that's just some way that I have a little distraction for a few hours on a Sunday afternoon.
And when the times that we face, that's exactly what we need. I'm glad you mentioned that. We need a balance of something other than this. God bless you, John.
All right. John, take care of yourself, my friend.
Bye, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Ron?
Yes.
Ron, we have to say goodbye to you on this Ron Day.
Yeah, so Ron Day or Rag Day?
Well, we'll take a vote on that. I promise, I can only promise that next week I won't say I'm in a good mood and then just rag the hell out of everybody. But I don't know, maybe that's my good mood status. I don't know. Coming up next, Paul Drockton on the Paul Drockton Report. We'll be back here next Ron Day, or Rag Day, with my friend Ron McDonald. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, my pleasure, John.
All righty. Thanks for being here, folks. Tuesday, that's tomorrow. Be here. Aloha.